From time to time, most usually when we are scheduled to be the homilist within a week or so, Deacon Chris and I have a conversation together, either in person or on the phone. We reflect on the readings, where our homily might be leading. But it seems that Deacon Chris always ends the conversation with the question, "So what do you think the overall goal of your homily is going to be?" Last week I reflected on that question and answered, "Chris, based on my last homily, my overall goal for this homily is to put everyone in church sound asleep." You don't know and you might guess, it was a little bit controversial. But you know, there are times when the Spirit leads you to go down a certain path. And trust me, when the Spirit sends you there, you really don't have an option but to follow that lead. When I first read the gospel reading for this weekend and noted the many evils at the end of it, my first thought was, how many more could be added? You can tell that Jesus is really frustrated with the Pharisees and the scribes who just don't get his message. He tells them once, but then returns to give them a rather stern lesson. "Hear me, all of you, and understand." Those words are meant for us as well. Now, you know, there are many who think that Jesus came to abolish the Jewish law. Nothing could be further from the truth. He had no problem with the Jewish law, but rather had a problem with how the elders were applying that law. They were creating unnecessary rules, adding burdensome requirements, and totally ostracizing those who did not follow it to the letter. Those man-made laws serve to totally divide rather than unite. The Jewish purification laws are but one example, but it is a very powerful example. It offers us a much needed and meaningful opportunity for some reflection. Two lines that really stand out to me. The first one is this: "Nothing that enters one from the outside can defile that person." I might want to add one additional line to that. "Nothing that enters one from the outside can defile that person unless you let it in." In today's society, we are bombarded almost daily with attempts to influence our thoughts, our perceptions, and to many degrees, our own actions. Even our faith has recently been tested once again, and it will hardly be the last time. My brothers and sisters, we must always remain vigilant and fight not to let that guard down. If we become complacent, we could suddenly find ourselves bringing one of those evils into our heart, perhaps without even knowing it. The second line that stands out to me is the line that immediately follows the first: "The things that come out from within are what defile." If we let hate, discrimination, jealousy, anger, or any other feelings fester in our hearts at some point those harbored feelings will come out. And that's what Jesus is talking about when he says those are the things that will defile. In his admonishment to the Pharisees and scribes, he reminds them that they're not following God's commandment, but rather clinging to human tradition. His commandment is so simple. Love and care for one another. Yet they did not get it. And unfortunately, there are times that we don't get it either. We must never, ever lose sight of those commandments and fight within ourselves to put those commandments first and foremost in our thoughts, our words, and in our deeds. And that's not easy. But it also goes further. If we claim to be Catholic Christians, we have the responsibility to stand up and be counted in professing those commands to others and living those commands by example. Let us all remember that with division, we can never reach consensus. With separation, we can never reach wholeness. And with hatred, can never find love. Now call me the eternal optimist, but I truly do believe it is within our power to make God's commandment a reality in our life and the lives of others that we come in contact with. Author Jonathan Dwyer was absolutely right when he said, ordinary people can really do extraordinary things. But I might add, ordinary people, us, we have to take that first step together to make that happen.